ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 1st, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Wheeler.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time, asking to give us divine wisdom so we can represent all the people of Jefferson County, but not just this court. We ask that you do that to each elected official within all bounds. Lord, we ask that you keep your loving arms around these families that have loved ones away, fighting for our democracy, make them safe at home. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
All right, we'll begin our agenda out of order today and go to Commissioner's Court. Item D, which is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for Robbie Griffin for 33 years of dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County Precinct 1, Roden Bridge, and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Wheeler. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Robbie, would you like to come up here and come to the podium, please? I have a resolution that I'm going to read for you. It says, whereas Robbie Griffin has devoted 33 years of his life to the service of the taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas Robbie started his career with Jefferson County working as an operator for Drainage District Number 6 from 1982 until 1988, and whereas in 1991, Jefferson County Road and Bridge Precinct 1 hired Robbie as a part-time election worker. In 1992, he was moved to a full-time laborer position. In 1997, another position was acquired via transfer to equipment operator maintenance worker. And whereas in 1999 was a big year for Robbie, he was promoted to road foreman in March and then promoted to assistant superintendent in October. And whereas in March 2001, another milestone for Robbie occurred as he was promoted to precinct road superintendent. Whereas Robbie has devoted dedicated his services as a Jefferson County Road and Bridge Precinct 1 employee serving three commissioners, helping to maintain a reputable and safe workplace with his knowledge and experience as a longtime employee. Whereas Robbie will be missed, we are happy for him as he will be enjoying more time with his family, especially his grandchildren, working on the special projects he so enjoys in Mary Alice's honeydew list. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Commission Court of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend Robbie Griffin for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. And I'm so sorry that Commissioner Arnold wanted to be here to personally read that for you and wish you well, but unfortunately he got ill today and couldn't make it today. Would you like to make any comments you want to make and introduce your family?
Yeah. Robbie, I'd like to echo some comments I heard from the resolution, and I've known you for quite some time. When I started in the county, and just really appreciate the work that you've done for the county and for all your crew out there. Appreciate the work that y'all do every day. It's a valuable part of this community and what this county provides for the citizens, and you're a big part of that, so thank you.
Robbie, I want to say this. Since we work side by side, and sometimes you have Kenneth and you and him working on different projects, people seem to think it's different, but just together to a great degree. We appreciate everything you've done and wish you well in your retirement. I know you're well deserved, but it's hard to replace 33 years. That's without a doubt. Bless you.
Yes, Robert, I want to say that you retiring gives my Roden Bridge superintendent the number one spot, and I'm going to let Commissioner Weaver and Alpha fight over the number two.
I appreciate the advice you gave us and the people doing a new commission. We
Back on the agenda, going to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and possibly approve a land survey and appraisal of county property located off Bitterbow Road, known as Precinct 2 Rock Yard. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Judge, Commissioners, this is a piece of property that was previously known or is known as the old Precinct 2 Asphalt Plant Rock Yard. It's a little over 20 acres. Located off Bitterbow Road. This is one of the, most important part of the, I believe, when the county is looking at all these properties that we have that are not being utilized and being able to place them back on the tax roll. So this will give us the ability to get a survey and appraisal and bring that information back to Commissioner's Court for us to be able to make a decision on how we move forward with this. But I do believe this property has a potential to bring some revenue back to the county, both in the sale of that property and being put back on the tax rolls, possibly a business, something like that. I no longer use that. We have a yard also out at LaBelle, and we've strategically placed some rock out there for the rural areas, and then I have rock at the Mid-County office. So this is just something that we have to keep up and keep note. So I think this is a good thing to do to correct this information.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under County AgriLife Extension, we have one item. A, which is to consider and possibly approve the appointment by Dr. Dale Fritz, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, of Mr. David Oates as the horticulture agent in the Jefferson County Ag Extension Office, effective February 8, 2016. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, we have one item. It's A, to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file a lease agreement with the Monk Law Firm in Jefferson County for office space at the Jefferson County Airport. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded. Okay, it's been moved and seconded, so we'll pause for discussion and review. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Number County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer for Logan Bridge Precinct 4 for purchase of 2 computers. And item B is consider and approve budget amendment to County Court at Law Number 2 for additional costs for indigent defense in the amount of $60,000. Item C is regular county bill check number 416-733 through 416-994. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Sinodal. Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion? Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for Jefferson County Family Drug Treatment Court to apply for grant funds from the Foundation of Southeast Texas for the project period May 1st, 2016 through April 31st, 2017. Item B is consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel expenses for Jefferson County for me to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, March 16th through 18th to attend the 81st North American Wildlife and Natural Resources Conference. Item C is consider and possibly approve an authorized county judge to execute a resolution giving approval to the Buckner Retirement Services, Inc. to enter an agreement with Tarrant County Cultural Educational Facilities Finance Corporation for the sale and delivery of bonds for the purposes of financing and refinancing health facilities pursuant to the Health Facilities Development Act, Chapter 221 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. And this is for the expansion of the senior living communities for Buckner's Calder Woods in Jefferson County. Will have no liability on the bonds. We previously covered item B. Do I have a motion on items A, B, and C? And item, do I have a second? Moved and seconded. I will tell you that this is for a meeting with the Restore Council on the BP oil spill funding. We're going to have all the federal agencies in one place where I can make the presentation on the beach dune restoration project and the pipes under the intercoastal waterway. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? As have unanimously under Human Resources, item A is consider and possibly approve the hiring of an auto mechanic for the service center at 115% of the salary range. Do I have a motion on that item? It's moved by Commissioner Alford.
Yes.
Seconded by Commissioner Sinodal. Any discussion?
Now, we found somebody very qualified, and that's the reason why we presented it to the court in this manner. It was only as much as a lifetime hires because of his expertise that he brought to bring to the county.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it unanimously. There is an agenda item calling for a closed session immediately following Commissioner's Court. Unfortunately, Ms. Kennedy, our county attorney, lost her father-in-law this weekend, and they are not in town, so we'll plan on putting that back on the agenda for next month. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Ms. Gibbs.
All right. Once again, today is the last day to change your registration for voting or your location or any of the information on your voter registration.
Okay,
All right, if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you.